Tonight's discussion will be about warming drawers. So tonight will not be any form of psak at all. It's going to just be raising the issues to be educated in what to discuss with one's rav, one's posek. But just to lay out the issues to be more educated is the goal tonight. It's important to know that each model of the warming drawer will be very, very different. You have to test out each one with the various concerns. But that's the background. So let's go through. What exactly are the issues? What are the four? There are four issues that I've come across when it comes to using a warming drawer on Shabbos. So one is the issue of hatman. Hatman is an issue, an isser of insulating. You cannot insulate not Erev Shabbos, nor can you insulate on Shabbos itself. That's one issue, hatman. Issue number two is shem yichata, the concern of stoking the coals or turning the knobs. That's the second concern. And the third concern is mechzek mevasho. When you place something in a warming drawer, it appears like you're cooking. It's placing in an oven. It looks like you're cooking, even though you may not actually be cooking. And the fourth issue is grama of havar, causing the fire to turn on. So when you open up the warming drawer, it might cause the motor, cause the fire to kick on. So those are the four issues, again, to be investigated. Hatamana, shemichata, mechzek mevasho, and grama. Let's go one by one, attacking each of these four concerns. So issue number one is hatmana. Hatmana is pashut. There is no concern at all of insulating when it comes to warming drawer. I don't want to say people who don't know, people who are not learned, but the initial reaction is people first say, oh, it's hatmana, because you're putting it in a warm oven and it's completely covered up. The issue of hatmana, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is only an iser if it's completely touching and wrapped and tucked within the towel or whatever it's insulated by. In this case, it's not going to be wrapped around the warming drawer. Even if you place it down in the bottom of the warming drawer, there's space between the walls and the ceiling, so that certainly won't be a tamana. So, for example, when it comes to, let's say, a person placing food on top of their blech, on top of the hot plate, so you could, in theory, place a towel on. As long as the towel is not, snug around the food, there's some space around it. Maybe some say it has to be elevated, whatever the gather of space is, it's not going to be a tamana, only if it's really snug around the food. In the case of the warming drawer, it certainly is not, and therefore hatmana is not the issue. So that knocks off that point. There's really only three issues now that one has to address of turning the knobs, looking like cooking, and then perhaps turning on the fire. Or again, the causing the fire to be turned on. Yeah?
Discussing the issue of returning food or keeping food in there.
Exactly, both. We're going to discuss shehiya, leaving it from Erev Shabbos through the onset of Shabbos and then taking it out and then putting it back on Shabbos itself. So the issue of Shem Yichata, to address that issue now, of what it literally means to stoking the coals, causing the coals to get hotter and the fire and fire it up, which in our world would be to turn on up the knob. That's the issue of Shem Yichata. So this is the only relevant shiloh when it comes to placing food shehiya Erev Shabbos. If I put food in the oven Erev Shabbos, there is no concern of looking like cooking, because it's Erev Shabbos. I can do whatever I want Erev Shabbos. The only concern is having it shehiya leave through from beginning of Shabbos, before Shabbos, through Shabbos. That's a concern of shehiya. So when it comes to shehiya, there's a big discussion. We end up being concerned with only one problem of shem yichata. That is a concern. If I leave food in my warming drawer, on my stovetop, in my oven, on my crock pot, there's a concern that I might want to change the temperature in order to make it cook faster so I'll eat it sooner during my meal. So how do I get around the problem of shem yichata lest I stoke the coals or turn up the heat? So the Gemara already gives two suggestions. There's really three we'll see later on, but the two main suggestions, grufa and ketuma. Grufa is removing the coals, which in our world would mean turning the fire off, so then there wouldn't be a problem. You could turn off the fire. What we do in our house is my wife turns on the oven before Shabbos. It gets very hot. Then she turns off the oven and then leaves food inside the oven and it stays warm. And eventually, if you stay out, if you daven very long, a long Friday night davening here, you might come back and might not be so hot anymore. But there's no problem of shia when the oven's turned off. That's called removing the coals. The other etzah is ketuma, which is covering the coals with ashes. That's what was done. They took ashes, and by covering the coals, so they explain that either it's going to diminish the heat, it certainly will diminish the heat, but the goal behind it is to take away the heat. And the other goal is to serve as a heker. Normally, coals are not covered in ashes. By me putting ashes on top of the coals, that would serve as a heker. When I attempt to stoke the coals, oh, why is there ashes? And that reminds me not to stoke the coals. So it really has two reasons for putting ashes on the coals. One, again, is to diminish the heat. And number two is to remind a person lest he stoke the coals. So how does that translate in our modern-day kitchens, gufa ketuma? So gufa, I already said, is turning off the heat. That's entirely okay. You could turn off the chilling pot, you could turn off the oven, turn off the warming drawer. There would be no concern anymore of leaving food in a turned-off oven, even though the heat might still remain and retain for a little bit. If it's off, it's completely okay. But what about ketuma, covering up the coals? What would be the modern equivalent? So they say the blech. The blech, which all the posts can talk about, putting a blech on top of a stovetop above the fire, Rav Moshe and the Chai Adam and others write, that will neutralize the problem of Shem Yechate. Because putting a blech, it will, number one, diminish the heat. The fire won't be as strong with the blech there. And number two, it serves as a reminder. When I try to adjust the knob, I see, why is there a big blech on my stovetop? That reminds me it's Shabbos, and I can't turn the knob. So that's the eight that the Igos Moshe has, and most, I think everyone uses it. It's certainly okay. Many, many homes use the blech as a way around of shehiyah. Again, this is talking about shehiyah. So we'll go get to electric hot plate in a little bit, just a moment. But in terms of blech, so that's one way to, if a person wants to leave food on the Shem Yechate, you could leave it on top of a blech. Now, I don't want to get into all the details concerned with warming drawers, but in some situations, you don't even have to leave the blech on. According to some postgame, the shehiyah, if it's completely cooked and there's no concern at all, but that's another discussion. That's an issue of chilim pots. We'll leave that aside for now. Now, although the blech serves to neutralize and mitigate the issue of turning up the knobs, it is still advised, or Moshe advises, still one should cover the knobs as well, as an additional chumrah. Rav Aaron Cutler was of the opinion that covering the knobs is actually enough. You don't have to cover the fire. Because he held that the reason for covering the coals with ashes was because of a heker only. So covering the knobs would be a heker. It's not about diminishing the heat. We paskin, you need both, diminishing the heat and the heker, so the blech is all you really need. Rav Moshe says it's really advisable to also cover the knob, but I'm not sure if everyone does that. Most people rely on the blech alone, but still it is worthwhile to follow the opinion of Rav Moshe to be machmir for the knobs in addition to the blech.
They make blechs that now cover the
knobs. Right, that's true.
Also.
Exactly.
Degree angle.
Exactly. So if you have that, that certainly qualifies. Not all of them are like that. Some are just flat, but certainly that's the reason why they made it like that. Exactly. Now, what about aluminum foil? Does aluminum foil work as a cover? So if Shlomo Zalman was mechalik between the thin aluminum foil and the heavy-duty aluminum foil, he found that the heavy-duty aluminum foil serves as it does diminish the heat of the fire on top of the stovetop, and it also serves as a reminder when it's a thick piece of metal there. If it's a thin piece of aluminum foil, he felt that it would not diminish the heat and it wouldn't serve as a hecker so much. So, again, I don't think most people would use the heavy-duty aluminum foil. It's going to probably catch fire. It doesn't catch fire, but it might burn a little bit. That's not the practice. But in theory, for other applications, it's important to note that the heavy-duty aluminum foil will be an effective cover of the fire in elsewhere. So what other applications are there? It came to the hot plate, the electric hot plate. So what about that? So Moshe already writes that when there's a single temperature, there's only off and on or off, that's all there is, then he says it's completely mutter, and there's no need to cover it because you're not going to adjust it. The concern of Shem Yechate is only when there are different temperatures. If there's one temperature, off and on, then there's no need to cover the top of the hot plate, there's no need to cover the knobs either. When it comes to an adjustable hot plate, so that's when Rav Shlomo Zalman's aluminum foil is very relevant, so then you would have to cover the top of the hot plate. And he advises to use heavy-duty aluminum foil, not the regular, the light weight aluminum foil. What about ovens? So ovens, the same thing. Ovens, if a person wants to use ovens for shehiyah, to leave the food on while the fire is on, while it's still on, which is permitted, because if you do it Erev Shabbos, you have to still put a heker, so you're supposed to cover the bottom of the oven. You don't need to cover the walls or the top of it. The bottom of the oven will serve to diminish some of the heat, heavy-duty aluminum foil, the post can say. And ideally, again, one should really cover the knobs as well in that situation, just like we said when covering the blech, you should cover the knobs. Here too, when covering the oven, the bottom of the oven, one should cover the knobs as well. Now, we'll see in just a moment, we're going to hold off. Really, the bottom of the oven covering may not be enough. We'll see later on when we get to warming drawers, in which case you might have to use other means to protect an oven of Shem Yechate. So I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. Let's get to warming drawers and we'll apply it back to an oven. So when it comes to warming drawers, and right now, keep in mind, we're only talking about shehiyah right now, leaving food in the warming drawer from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. We're not talking about putting it back on Shabbos itself, we're talking about Erev Shabbos shehiyah. So, as we said before, one should really cover the bottom of the warming drawer with heavy-duty aluminum foil. That will serve as a hecker. It's just like a blech covers the stovetop, so too the aluminum foil is going to cover the bottom of the warming drum. So the difficulty with that is that Rav Ulig paskins that does not serve as a hecker. Why not? Because when I see the knobs are on the outside. The dial sometimes are the inside, sometimes they're on the outside. If it's a dial that's in the inside, I open it up and I see the aluminum foil in the bottom. That will serve as a reminder to me not to move the knob. But if the knob is on the outside, then the fact that there's aluminum foil on the inside, although it might diminish the heat, it's certainly not going to serve as a hecker for me, and therefore that's not going to qualify. So how am I going to create a hecker to prevent me from adjusting the knobs? So there are a few etzahs that are given. So there's one etzah that you could take the aluminum foil from the bottom, cover the bottom, and have it come up the wall of the aluminum foil of the warming drum and have it stick out a little bit, and that will serve as a hecker. Some say that could suffice as a hecker. Rav Ulig suggests that maybe you should take a completely different track. We said that there are two ways to remove the concern of Shemi Chater. It's either to get rid of the coals, which would be to turn off the warming drum, or to cover the ashes. Or the third one, which we didn't discuss, is to cement over, to plaster over the source. If you have the coals in there and you put a cover on it and you plaster it shut, it's impossible, unless I start ripping off the plaster, it's impossible for me to stoke the coals. That would also be okay. So that being the case, Rav Ulig says, if you tape down the knobs in such a way, and Orchel Shabbos also mentions this. He thinks Orchel Shabbos is one piece of tape is enough. Rav Ulig thinks it's not enough. That's not considered plastered. You need several pieces of tape to plaster or tape something over the knobs. Then that will be sufficient as a hecker and prevent the person from having to stoke the coals, or in our case, to adjust the knobs. And that's what he thinks. And therefore, it would be mutter to leave food from Erev Shabbos. Shehiyah would be mutter because you got around the problem of Shema Yichata by covering the knobs. That's his psak. Someone told me that Rav Ulig suggested you could also use Play-Doh. You could put down a Play-Doh and kind of plaster it over the knobs. Also, that would serve as a hecker. It has to be something you have to kind of peel off. That's going to be difficult in order to serve as a reminder for you to not adjust the temperature. Okay. Now, that being the case, so we said, now back to the oven, that's why putting aluminum foil on the bottom of the ovens may not be enough, because the knobs are on the outside of the oven. The fact that there's aluminum foil in the inside of the oven won't serve as enough of a hecker, and therefore you have to perhaps put something on the outside of the knobs, tape, Play-Doh, whatever it might be, would be necessary probably for the oven as well. So right now it sounds like it would be completely mutter to place something in the warming drum Erev Shabbos and leave it through Shehiyah. There is one concern I want to get to at the end. When you open up the warming drawer, it might activate something. So that's another concern we'll get to at the end. But in terms of Shehiyah and Shemi Chater, there are very easy ways to get around that problem by leaving food in from Erev Shabbos. The next issue is Mechsek Mevasha. That looks like cooking. When you place food in the warming drawer, it appears like it's cooking. So on Erev Shabbos, there's no concern because I could cook Erev Shabbos. It's completely mutter. You're supposed to cook Erev Shabbos. But let's say I want to return food to the oven, the warming drill on Shabbos, that's mechsek mevasho. That's a difficulty. So when it comes to warming drills, so Rav Ulig paskins that it does not give the appearance of cooking because nobody cooks in the warming drawer. So this gets to a general machlokas. How do you define mechsek mevasho? Does it mean that it has the capability of cooking, even though no one actually does cook in it? Or no, in fact, do people actually cook in it? So Rav Ulig paskin, the fact that nobody cooks in the warming drawer tells us that it is not considered mechsek mevasho. Others, however, I was told, that think that no, the warming drawers, since they are cookable, and right now they're making them more sophisticated with more adjustments and more temperatures, it's becoming a device that is very much capable of cooking with it, and therefore, even though people don't actually cook with it, since it's capable, that would be considered mechsek mevasho. So that's a big machlokas. You have to figure out how you paskin in that case in terms of returning food back to the oven. I heard Rav Shechter told me this yesterday, and I saw later that Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz also says this, that when it comes to an adjustable warming drawer, so it depends what temperature it's at, whatever you set it to, even if it's adjustable. If I put it at a low temperature, there's a machok, is how to define the temperature of cooking. If I put it at a temperature that's below the level of cooking, so then it's not mechsek mevashel. In other words, let's say I use a oven that was off. I could put food in the oven if it's off on Shabbos. An oven's no different than a drawer now, no different than a cabinet. So if I have a warming drawer which is off, I could put food in there. There's no problem. Now let's take it up a notch higher. I put it on 90 degrees. It's not going to cook anything in 90 degrees. So in essence, it's not an oven. It's not serving as an oven. It's not serving as a warming drawer. So therefore, I could put it in a 90 degrees, like having a warm cabinet, just temperature coming from the outside. So it's only as long as it's at a temperature that's below cooking, yad so let this bow, whatever temperature you define it at, they suggest it might be mutter, it would not be considered mechsik mevashel. Even if I could cook it at a high level, at the current state, it's not cookable, and therefore it would be mutter in terms of mechsik mevashel. I'm not posking, I'm just pointing out these are issues to keep in mind. Okay, so that's the issue of mechsik mevashel. Again, it depends on, in general, how you hold. Do people actually cook with it? Or is it the very fact that it's able to be cooked with, and it might depend on what temperature it's currently at.
If there's no, many of these warm drawers don't have a temperature, it's like low and high. Nobody, I don't cook, but I assume anyone who's actually cooking something isn't going to cook anything. Just put it in their oven and have it not have no idea what temperature is, just low and high. Does that kind of alleviate that problem?
Right, so someone's telling me that... speaking to Poskim, who are very much, I don't know if they want me to quote their names, but they're very involved in Kashrus, he's a well-known Posek. He thought the fact that there are more sophisticated temperatures, even though you may not know what they are, he thinks that still qualifies as something Mechsik Mevashel. Now, I'm not personally so convinced by that. For what you're saying, no one actually does cook in it. And if I said
low and high, my wife wouldn't.
Right, you have to know it's at 300, right, 350, exactly. It makes a big difference, these things. So a regular...
items.
What?
Certain items.
You would put in just a medium, whatever medium is that?
And you know, you leave your a kugel in there, a potato kugel.
Mm-hmm.
To cook first?
But not to cook, though.
No. You just put it in. You know it's going to cook.
That's not very common. People have it. Again,
they do get hot. Right. I mean, they do get hot enough.
Right.
You can leave it in overnight and not worry about it. But you can do it on a Thursday night and put it in there, right, and nothing will happen.
Yeah, but yeah.
Right.
People would do that. I mean, like, an overnight cooler, just put it in. Because those things, some of them get.
Right, they could get it. Right. Even high, they
could get it.
If you leave it at 90, it'll spoil.
They're not 90. They could go long enough in there that they're not going to spoil if you were to use them.
Right.
So it is getting hot enough.
Right.
And, we have done it. I mean, we have left.
Right.
Potato coolers, certain other things in there.
Right.
Well, not on Shabbos, but on a weeknight, you know. Yeah. We'll put it in the morning and come home, you know, like the... the same thing you can do with a crock pot, you know. You can do the same thing with a warming drawer.
Right.
And you know it won't burn.
Right. All right. See, the way, so okay, that's the debate. No one actually, not many people, do not use it as a tool to cook, and therefore it falls into machlokas. Okay, if it gets there, it's a different story, but right now it's not there yet. I don't know if it ever will get there, to be honest, because people have ovens. I don't see warming drawers replacing ovens, but who knows? At this point.
Crock pots were not, people use crock pots not during the week. When I was a kid, I don't know anybody used a crock pot during the week.
All right, so you're making a prediction. We'll see if that prediction comes through or not. But at this stage, I don't think anyone, most people do not use it as a means to cook. It's very rare.
I mean, I'm going to say it straight, but it's a wealthy man's tool. It's a wealthy man's tool.
Right, but not to cook, to warm.
Correct, but you're not seeing the hamoin I'm having it.
Okay, so I guess we'll find out. Time will tell. But at this point, no one actually cooks with it. Nonetheless, people still think it is Mechsik Mevashel since it's able to cook things.
Sorry if anybody has the warming drawer.
Then why would Sedek, according to those that still think it's Mechsik Mevashel, so why would Sedek get 90 help? And the oven wouldn't say something about an oven.
Why would 90, would you say it again? That
I'm saying, why wouldn't Sedek get 90 alleviate, according to those who think this warming drawer is still Mechsik Mevashel, mm-hmm. why would Sedek get 90 solve the problem? It would be the same as an oven. An oven, even though, right?
No, because they would compare it to an oven that's off. If it's not able to cook.
If you set your oven to 90 before, right?
So these posts would say it's mutter. If I have my oven set to a temperature below the cooking, they would think it's mutter. Now, I don't know if everyone says that. This is what I heard from Rav Schechter and Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz suggest this, as I saw in his name.
We know whether it's an oven or a warming drawer. The fact that the warming drawer... Again, according to those who say it's Mechsik Mevashel, even though it's ordinarily not used for cooking, setting it below cooking temperature would not be any different than the regular oven.
I agree. Okay, now let's do the fourth and final concern, which is the issue of grumma causing the heat or the motor to turn on when you open the warming drawer. So there are two factors to keep in mind here. And again, this really depends on each model. So whatever we said up until now, there's no issue of atamana. It's very easy to get around the problem of shemichata, covering up the knobs, will be sufficient. I imagine all poskim would permit I didn't ask all poskim. I imagine everyone would agree to shehiya, to leaving it from Erev Shabbos in terms of shemichata, as long as you properly cover the knobs. I think everyone will agree to that point. And in terms of machzik mavasho, that's a big machlok, is about allowing for chazara to turn it back. But now there's this fourth concern, which is going to affect both the heter of shehiya and the heter of chazara. And that's as follows. When I open up some warming drawers, there's an automatic safety feature that's going to automatically turn off. The second I open up, the fire turns out. So that's the issue of mechabe. And then post can point this out. On the Star K website, they point this out also. It depends on the model. You have to find out. If it turns off, you've turned off the fire. Again, unless you can listen, I'm not sure if it's, I doubt it's audible, the motor. If you could find out, and now I hear the motor's off, let's say, and then I open it up, then there might not be a concern at all of turning off the fire right away. That's one concern. So that's going to affect not only Chazara, when you take out the food for Chazara, but even Shehi, if I left it Erev Shabbos, and now I want to take it out the next day. So, yeah, putting in the oven wasn't a problem, because it was all on Erev Shabbos, as long as I cover the knobs up. There's no Shemechate problem. But now that I want to take it out on Shabbos itself, I possibly am turning off that oven, that motor, when I open it up. So that's a concern to keep in mind on all models, no matter how you paskin in the previous, for the previous situations. The other concern is the issue of grumma, like a refrigerator and like an oven. When I open up the warming drawer and now cold air comes into the oven, will that react? Will that cause the oven, the heat, to turn on and react to it now? So those are concerns with anything that has a thermostat that's trying to keep a set temperature. It's very possible that the cold air coming in might cause that temperature to go on. So you have to test out your oven, your warming drawer, to see if it really does react. So again, I don't have a warming drawer. I don't know how it works. I don't know if you could listen to it or not. But I know with an oven, you could open up oven and test to see if it, how, you know, do a couple of tests. Refrigerator is the same thing. You could hear when the motor goes on. People ask all the time about using water coolers on Shabbos. So is that permitted? So I said, it depends on what type of water cooler you have. You have to test it out. Sometimes the reservoirs are very, very small. When I empty out one cup, new water comes in, and that automatically it's above the temperature it's supposed to be at, and the refrigerator system starts turning on and it starts cooling the water. But if it's a big reservoir in it, so then I take the water out, there's still plenty of water in there. The fact that new lukewarm room temperature water comes in to the reservoir won't affect the temperature yet, and that won't be an automatic cause of the motor. So like any of these types of electronics, you always have to test out, will it cause the thermostat, will it cause the heat to turn on? So that's going to be relevant for, again, this factor. So it will only be relevant for Chazara, not for Shia. Why? Because let's say I know for sure that the heat's going to turn on when I open it up. So it's not even Vada, it's actually a Safek, but it's a possibility that I will. It's still a Safek Grama, an Imlacha that I don't really care about. I'm not nehene from it, because if I only do Shehiya, so what I should do is as follows. If I leave the food in Erev Shabbos, I want to take it out the next day, I open up once, if I take out all the food, the fact that the warming drawer turns back on, I don't care anymore, I'm not going to use it a second time. If I'm only going to use it for one time, which again, leaving Erev Shabbos, which is completely okay, I empty out on Shabbos, even if it does turn on, I don't care about that heat that's being caused on. Because it's a grama, through a grama of a mloch that I don't really care about, that's permitted. But let's say I want to do Chazara. So Chazara, Shabbos morning or Friday night, I want to put food in. On Shabbos itself, I open up the drawer Shabbos morning, I put food in. Now I want the heat to turn back on. So when that cold air comes in, and it causes the motor to turn on and the heat to turn on, I want that heat to be on, I want that melacha to happen, so the food now stays in warm throughout the rest of the day until I eat it Shabbos at 12 o'clock, let's say. So that situation would be more difficult. So you have to, again, figure out for both the Shehiya and for the Chazara whether it will react to that. So again, if it's an issue of Shehiya, so all you have to find out is, do you have a safety feature that it turns off right away or not? If you don't have such a safety feature, then you are allowed to, from my understanding, you're allowed to open up the Erev Shabbos, put food in, and then Friday night, or whenever you're using it, take it out one time use and close it and leave it as is. The only question becomes for Chazara, will it react or not to the temperature? Will it react from opening up, and how long will it react? To do a couple of tests to see the reaction time to know whether or not it will be an issue of Chazara. So just to recap quickly, we had four issues, two applications, four issues were Hatmana really thrown out the window, really only three issues. So we had three issues and two applications, Shemi Echate, Mechzik Mevashel, and then the Grama. About Shehiya, the applications are Shehiya and for Chazara. Shemi Echate is very easy to get around is by simply covering the knobs up with lots of tape, really should suffice. Ideally, to place aluminum foil on the bottom of the oven warming jar as well. That would really mitigate the issue of shahir and shamichata. And the mechsek mevasha really depends on how you paskin. You have to ask your posek whether it appears like you're cooking, even though no one actually does cook, but still, since it's able to cook, that might be a problem, in which case shahir would still be permitted, but mechsek mevasha would pose a problem for chazara on Shabbos itself. And then the final issue of grumma, you have to find out about whether your oven turns off right away when you open it up and how fast it will pick up its engine, the heat, to compensate for all the cold air that really rushed in when you opened it up.
Are there poskim who say you're not allowed to use heat in your house on Shabbos? Like, it's going to be very, very cold outside this week. If guests are coming over and the door is open for 3 minutes, it's very cold, and I have the heat on, the cold air from the outside will come in and will...
Yeah, it does not react. No, it does not react nearly as fast.
Not as fast, but it reacts.
No, reacting is okay. Meaning, I could use the water cooler. It's going to react eventually, the water cooler. At what point will it be considered an issue of grumma or not? Where do you draw the line? So I asked Ray Force about this once in water coolers. He doesn't really know a real get there. I can't remember the number. Maybe he said 15 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. If it reacts only 30 seconds later, that would be mutter. So the question is, how fast will your warming jar react? I don't think it's going to react that soon, but certainly the heating in the house is not going to react within 30 seconds.
Yeah, but if you're filling up a pitcher.
Correct.
And it takes that long, then the trigger is immediate.
Exactly. So that's why it's important how much you're going to be using. So that the timing is very important, but by heating it's not an issue. Warming jars, it might be an issue, though. Just test it out, and each model is very different.
By the heating, it depends where your unit is.
Yeah, but even if your unit's right there, it's not going to react in seconds when you open the door.
It'll drop pretty quickly. Let's say you're asking 70, it's pretty quick.
But if it's...
It kicks on pretty quickly.
See that?
It's not automatic.
It's not automatic, but it can, once that thing drops a degree, it goes on.
It's a suffix. It's a suffix grammar.